evening, Shane. Good evening, boys, and thanks for joining us, Richo. Obviously a very, very special night tonight, Anzac Day Eve. It's the ninth iteration. An amazing atmosphere. This week you had a special guest come into the club. How does that add to what the boys think about and do tonight?
Look, it's an amazing night. It's a great honour for our footy club to represent the industry and say thanks to men and women who have served our country so brilliantly. Yeah, no, Damien Tomlinson was his name. We met him at the Shrine. Anyone who's a first-year player or new to our footy club from a staff perspective does a tour of the Shrine, and then the rest of us go into a little auditorium, and Damien spoke about his story. He's an ex-commander who his vehicle drove over a landmine, and he lost both his legs. So it was quite touching. He's not only his story, but then his recovery story was probably as compelling. And there was a lot of messages in there for the players, and Goody didn't miss that moment to tie that into his coaching address. So, yeah, no, I think it was quite powerful.
More than just a football game tonight, Richo, as we know. But after, you know, heading into the bye in such good form, losing to Brisbane, as a reflection, did you, as coaches, think it was fatigue or just a slump in that game or just a fantastic Brisbane Lions outfit? And how do you rectify that tonight?
Probably a bit of all of the above. There's facets of our game that we haven't liked, which in some ways is exciting because last year it was our efficiency that was our biggest challenge. It was never an issue with getting field position or entry. It was just our ability to convert. We've actually flipped that a little bit, which we've lost entry on most games, but been able to find a way to kick a winning score. Sometimes that's been accuracy, but more often than not, it's been efficiency. That's really pleasing, and I'm confident that we'll get the territory back with the, you know, with the quality of the team that we have that runs through our midfield in particular. So it's been a really good period of time post that game to train and to work on some aspects of our game that aren't quite right. And that'll happen all through the year. Things will change. There'll be another block of four games and opposition trends will be different. And then we'll look at what, you know, we might have a different team in and we'll have to adjust. And that'll happen right the way through the year.
Al, Brad Hardick, always great to chat, my friend. Listen, when a champion has an underwhelming game in recent times, they always, he must be a crook or he must have something wrong. How bad has Clayton Oliver's finger done and how much has it affected his form?
G'day, Brad. Certainly the last game, Brad, it there's no doubt it had an effect. There was a couple of, probably three or four times, a ball that he'd pick up pretty cleanly that he wasn't able to do, probably a couple of tackles that he'd normally stick. But he's been able to play under a fair bit of adversity for some time now, so we trust him in that space, and he was keen to play. Clearly, you don't play someone if there's a potential for further injury, and we got the ticker from the surgeon. As soon as the game was finished, Brad, he was in for surgery the next day, and after a couple of days of waiting for the wound to heal, he's been able to train strongly, and we'd expect him to bounce back. He's a proud man. He's a bloody good footballer. We'd expect him to bounce back strongly tonight.
Richo, Shorey, all the best, mate. You talked about that changing around your inside 50s, a lot more efficient, but not as many. How does that come about with the midfield? Is it opposition understanding your game more, or did you change something over pre-season that was a bit different?
No, Shorey, we've basically not quite got the amount of clearance that we'd like. So that's we're a bloody good group in there. So that's I expect that to shift. The other thing that has happened is because we're looking to connect a little bit more as opposed to perhaps just go long and get good field position, it's made it a little bit more difficult for our smaller forwards, Cozzy, Chandler, etc., to know exactly where that ball's going to go. And so it's pinged out a little bit too much. And you know, that's a real strength of ours, that, you know, defence. Our fortress defence, if you like, our last line of defence is still the best in the competition, but we don't want to have to rely on that as much, certainly from a rebound perspective. So we just want to defend a little bit more once we don't mark the ball in our front half, and we think that'll probably help.
You just mentioned that. You said, you know, that the clearance part's been a problem. Do you need to add to the Viney, Petrarca, Oliver mix? I know you've got role players who come from half-back, you're half-forward, push up to the contest and whatever, but that might leave something the opposition can do against that. But do you need to add genuine midfielders into the mix to give them a hand, those three great players? Because it just can become same-o, if you get what I mean?
Yeah, and we totally agree. So Bailey Laurie, who is the sub tonight but had a terrific game and has been building his game at VFL level. We expect him, you know, in the next few weeks to become part of that. We put Rivers in the midfield last quarter. Last time we played against Brisbane, we had a pretty dominant quarter, and he had a fair influence on not only getting field position but using the ball really well out of there. And Cozzie Pickett needs to spend a little bit more time in there. We need to trust him a little bit more. He's one of those guys that we look at the magnet and God, we don't want to have him out of the forward line, but it's, you know, we need to get it in there as well. So we need to trust the others that he can spend a bit more time through there as well. So we agree with you.
Richo, good luck tonight. Away from the footy field, pretty tragic story today around Harley Balich's parents expressing their frustration with the AFL illicit drugs policy model that they weren't told earlier. Obviously, a former Demon, a former Docker, Ross Lyon said today, and I'm quoting him here, "I don't have the answers, but I guess I suppose I don't know. With my parenting, I'm not looking for any organisation to take care of my kids." You're a father, Richo. You've been in footy a long time. Your club has, rightly or wrongly, been thrust into the spotlight in the last few months surrounding illicit drugs. Where does the responsibility lie between club, coach, head of football, player, parents? It's a difficult one to navigate.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. And I've been in footy for a long time, and I've had a couple of scenarios where you've wrestled with, you know, could we have done better as an organisation if we had have known more? You know, and so I can only imagine a parent would think the same way. What I can say is the AFL and the PA they're aware of this situation, and they're working, you know, as we speak to review the process to make sure that the right people get the right information so that we can get really positive, positive results. And I don't really want to speak about the circumstance because that's a tragedy. But
sure,
in terms of, you know, philosophically, the policy, I know the AFL are looking really closely at it, and I'm sure we'll adjust.
Away from that issue and onto something else off field, just the Harrison Petty Brisbane relationship, are you surprised that came back up?
Probably not. Sure, he surely must have a smirk on his face sitting. I played 10 years with Shuri, and he would have done that 10 times over when he was playing.
Was there a layer of nastiness though?
I don't think so. I just imagine. I mean, Harrison can give a little bit. He's pretty witty,
right?
So I don't know really. I haven't asked him, to be honest. I haven't. What was pretty classy was Brisbane came out straight afterwards. I think Zane came out straight afterwards and said, "Look, it wasn't on. The AFL has said as much." We didn't really think much of it, to be honest.
Okay,
that's probably all I've got to say on that.
Hey, Richo, just before we let you go, Ben Brown omitted from the game tonight. What does he have to do to get back into this starting lineup?
It's just simply form. Brownie, we score much better when Brownie plays. He doesn't necessarily have to score himself, but he has to be involved in the game, whether that be getting up high and marking the ball. But he's just had two or three really quiet ones. He had a very good last quarter against Port Adelaide over there. Pretty quiet against the Crows the week after. But the team, you know, in those two games, even though he didn't have a big influence against good teams in foreign territory, kicked 100 points, I think, or close to it both games. So he helps us, but he just needs a little bit more form. So he'll go back and get that, I'm sure. And we'll get him back in soon as he's ready.
Rich, I appreciate your time pre-game tonight. Good luck against the Tigers.
Good on you guys. Thanks for that.